Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, I want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. This is your host, Robin Misevich. And boy, we've just got a really, oh gosh, it's just an inspiring show tonight. I'm going to go ahead and get my co-host, Ms. Amy Frost. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fabulous, and I just want us to keep it real. Andre and I have been in a holding pattern, and we've had a little dance party going on with the waiting music. So I'm excited to start the party.
There we go. Yeah, we have one of our guest chefs back in the house, Miss Andre Hayes. Hey, Andre, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Good evening, ladies, and thank you again for the opportunity and privilege to be a guest on your show. Always a pleasure, and always look forward to learning and participating in the conversation.
Well, we always enjoy having you on. This is only your second time, but we're really grateful to have you with us.
Thank you.
So tonight we're going to talk about the power of networking and really working from a success vet story. With Andre is now the president of the American Forces Chamber of Commerce in Las Vegas. And, boy, it's such a privilege and an honor to be talking to you about just all the wonderful things that you guys are seeking to do for the community. And I really love that your mission statement's all about creating and growing businesses that are really being able to give back and be committed to their communities. And I'd love for you to just kind of elaborate on that, and we'll just see where the conversation wants to go.
Sure, thank you. Well, we formed the Armed Forces Chamber of Commerce in February of this year, and our mission is to advocate, empower, and partner with businesses that are owned by Armed Forces members. And right now, we are the only active and the first Chamber of Commerce in the state of Nevada to cater to Armed Forces members, including active duty, guard, reserve, veteran, retired armed forces members from all branches. And our membership, of course, is open to that demographic or population. But also recently, we expanded the membership to include spouses and also
Yay!
First responders. Yep, also first responders.
There's a spouser. There we go.
Yep, police, fire, and medical. And one of the reasons we expanded the membership to include spouses is I remember about a year and a half ago, I had an opportunity to speak at an event sponsored by United Way about military spouses. And we were researching, analyzing, discussing the challenges that military spouses have to obtain employment because of the gaps in employment due to the other spouse being deployed and having to travel. A lot of employers they found that less than best. And so they were, the spouses were having a hard time. So we talked about different things they could do on the resume, different ways to compensate. But I know because of that challenge, a lot of military spouses have found that it's easier to start a business, whether that be in e-commerce business like selling things on eBay, a home-based business, or even a business that they could start in one place and easily take to another place. So I wanted to make sure that we included them in the membership so that they could benefit. But it's been a wonderful ride so far. Every day is a new adventure. Today's been excellent. I actually just returned from the city of Mesquite, Nevada about an hour ago, where they gave a proclamation to the Armed Forces Chamber of Commerce Community Development Corporation, which is a nonprofit arm, the 501c3 of the chamber. And what we did is we created an event where we are giving away 25 marriage vows and renewal vows to Armed Forces members. And we had different places partner with us, like Caesar, Bellagio, the Wynn, the Sands, MGM Grand, a lot of the top casinos that have the best wedding chapels on the Las Vegas Strip, and they're donating all the chapels and the bouquets and the photographers, videographers, limousine, and we have it where the Armed Forces members can nominate themselves or other people. They go to a website, they send in a short video, and so all of the cities, the mayors have been giving us proclamations thanking us for that, and it's going to be an annual thing, but I like the fact that through the chamber, we're able to focus on business, and through the chamber's nonprofit, we're able to give back to Armed Forces members in the community, because I think they're both equally important.
Oh, that's so great. So great. So anything you want to add, Amy?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of directions we can go with this, but a couple that come to me immediately is the whole marriage thing with the military and how maintaining our relationship with the shifting sands of who's deployed, who isn't deployed, you know, are we living in the same place? How do we make everything work? And I think that's really exciting, the helping them to get married and then renewing their vows, which I think is so significant because I think it's an important way to come back together when you're so busy making things happen, especially, you know, in the military and as a veteran. It's nice to be able to say, have a reset point. And I think that is just really lovely, Andre. I love what you're doing. And you know, I'm a big fan personally of bringing together business and supporting great causes. And you're doing both simultaneously. And that's really exciting to watch.
Evan, I'd like to give a shout out to Las Vegas Wedding Chamber of Commerce and also Clark County Clerk Lemery Goya, who also partnered with the chamber. And they really took this to another level. I mean, we have PSAs on television. We also have ads inside print publications and online publications. But I had a chance to sit down with them and share the vision a few months ago, and they ran with it. And they said, you know what, we got to do this for the Armed Forces members. And it wasn't until watching some of the video submissions, I've got to be honest with you, I'm a civilian. A lot of my family have served and been in different wars, but I had no idea of the hardship that Armed Forces members face for something that to me as a civilian would seem simple to get married. You go to the Justice of Peace, you go to a chapel, you go to your church. It seems very easy to do. But when I watch these videos and I realize that some of these Armed Forces members are in different countries, different states,
yep.
or you find out one is going to be deployed or somebody's injured, or something happens and someone is suffering PTSD, and it's not as easy for them as it is for a civilian like myself. It really made me appreciate the service that they unselfishly give to the country so much.
Yeah, and then, you know, and it's such a beautiful way to be of service to those being of service in a way that is so joyous. I really, really love that. And not making people broken, but helping them and to have relationships that serve them and to help them to do their work of purpose.
Yep. And then it's real cool because the places in Vegas that are sponsoring this event, some of the casinos I mentioned, I mean, their wedding packages, my gosh, cost as much as a car. And so lot of people can't afford that. So to be able to give that to them in the entertainment capital of the world, you know, my favorite city, Las Vegas, I think is awesome. And also recently, it was important to me from the time of conception until now to offer not just marketing opportunities to the members, but a lot of educational opportunities. And right now we're in the final stages of completing a partnership with the Nevada Women's Business Center, and they are partly funded through the SBA, but they're going to co-present workshops with us that will be available at no charge to Armed Forces Chamber members. And the workshops are going to discuss subjects ranging from incorporation, business plans, e-commerce, social media, funding, you know, different things like that, insurance that every business person needs, whether you are a startup or if your business is already up and going and you're looking to maintain and possibly even to grow. So I'm very excited about see opportunities and different people who are coming on board, first and foremost because they love and truly support armed forces members, you know, and there's a need for it. I mean, there's never been anything like this in the state of Nevada. So I'm very excited to fill in that gap and offer it. And the Las Vegas market, the majority of veteran organizations that exist primarily deal with medical issues and medical services. None of them specifically cater or deal with business. So very happy to be the first organization to do that and to have great partnerships and great support from people who can take it to another level and make that happen.
So I want to throw out something I don't know that you've thought about, Andre, and I've been talking to military wives about this and veteran wives. Something that, because, you know, Robin owning the flower shop, which you would have bridal events, and something that we'd done a million years ago is how to be me and we, which is really important in the military. You know, how do I have my career, and how do you have your career, and how do we have a relationship? So I definitely want to throw my hat in the ring to support that work with military and veterans. How to be me and we.
Yes, definitely. And it's awesome. And I mean, even the two of you, you know, Robin and Amy, just the opportunity to come on your show and to be able to share, you know, with your audience and to listen to ideas and positive input that you have. I all of it is crucial and necessary. It's not, you know, no business. I mean, one person might be, you know, they might be the brainchild of the idea. They might be the visionary, but it takes people. And I personally believe that in order for a business to reach its maximum success capacity or capacity of success, that the business owner must incorporate great ideas and solutions from other people, and that at the end of the day, the vision should be far beyond what it was in the very beginning. If a person is open and willing to, you know, again, listen to great advisors and successful people like yourself, Robin and Amy, and incorporate that to the best of their ability, that's what it takes to get to the next level and to make it work.
And then, you know, it's all about collaboration. You know, networking, you almost need to replace it, I think, today with collaboration. Because I think that's what it really comes down to. How do we help each other and our businesses and our communities be better together? And you're such a great model of that. I want to kind of move a little bit and talk about why you're so passionate about supporting the military and veterans. Andre.
Yes, and before I start, forgive me if I get emotional. But it's primarily because around the age of 15, my father's deceased brother, he was a Vietnam vet. And around age 15, he came to live with my parents and I. He had been suffering from severe undiagnosed PTSD, and this is early 90s. And at that time, they called it shell shock. And before that, it was called something else. But at that time, they referred to it as shell shock. And I was the only person, we didn't have a guest bedroom in the house. However, I had the only bunk bed in the house. So I slept in the top bunk, and he slept in the bottom. It was for a few weeks, but I saw firsthand, you know, self-medication, depression, night tremors and night terrors, suicide attempts. You know, I saw he was broken, and I remember him being lonely, feeling like nobody understood and nobody appreciated the service he made to his country. He was drafted. He didn't sign up. He was drafted. Mm-hmm. And it really left a lasting impression, and one of the worst emotions I experienced at that time is I felt so helpless. My family and I, my parents, my sister, myself, were civilians. At that time, we had never been to the VA. We didn't even understand what the VA was for.
there really were not any peer-to-peer groups for veterans or support groups. And at that time, you know, it was take these two pills and go to therapy. And even a lot of churches in the community, the ministry, the pastors, the teachers, there was nothing specific to help and address the veteran and meet them where they are and help them make it through whatever traumatic experiences they had and how to be reintegrated and acclimated back to civilian life and with their families. And at that time, I had no idea that it's not just the veteran who serves, the family serves. Every time that phone rings and you're dreading the phone call, or there's a knock on the door or a doorbell rings and you're dreading, I hope that's not the chaplain. They're serving with that veteran, and they have, I believe it's called secondary PTSD. Forgive me if I misspeak if it's something else, but but they experience the same mental and emotional things as the person who's serving. And so I just remember, you know, like I said, feeling very helpless. And I promised my uncle before he passed away when I was just a teenager, I said, "Uncle, when I can do for veterans who are in your position, I will." And around, I guess, 7 or 8 years ago, I had the resources, I had the relationships, I had the time, I had the means. And, you know, so I started fundraising and I hosted a lot of forums and town halls and volunteered a lot of time to support different veteran organizations. And about 2 years ago, I realized the gap or the lack of support for veterans as it relates to business, because I was working a lot with the Veterans Treatment Court, who were helping support veterans who got in trouble and got caught up in the legal system. And I worked a lot with homeless veterans. And after listening to stories of veterans, I learned the biggest common denominator was money. And I realized that a lot of these men and women who served that suffered from PTSD, TBI, and other service-related things, they were able to get the job, but they couldn't keep the job. And the civilians they were working for had no idea what they went through. They could not manage it, nor were they interested in doing that. So the only recourse, other than being homeless or destitute, is for an armed forces member to start their own business. And I said, you know what? That's I'm kind of decent at business. I know a few people that can help. I'm going to literally put my money where my mouth is, and I'm going to make it happen. And from, you know, February until now, you know, Amy, Robin, the Nevada Women's Business Center, the list goes on of all the different organizations who have stepped up to support, you know, whether they're volunteering their time, giving money, or forging partnerships saying, let us give this, let us give that so we can help. It's been a blessing. It's been very encouraging. And one of my favorite takeaways that I'm watching with some of the armed forces members who are members of this chamber and even their spouses, it is returning a sense of pride and self-respect and filling a void that was very much needed. Because one thing I've learned from armed forces members is that they always want to serve. Just because they are retired or a veteran, disabled, paralyzed, whatever it may be, in their heart, they still want to give back. They still want to do something. And so now they're having the opportunity to do that with the Armed Forces Chamber of Commerce and a lot of the programs and services that, you know, we have going on. And so,
well,
sorry for that
long-winded
answer.
That's so great,
answer.
You know.
No, man,
that was a great long-winded answer. Well, one thing I really we're calling this the power of networking, and I really, as an entrepreneur, I really want to step in and just, gosh, thank you so much. Because, I mean, a lot of people don't really think about the skill sets and just what, you know, military life and the challenges and just the things that people realize about themselves, about what they're capable of, being able to be there for a group and have a team building, just doing all these skill sets that a normal occupation wouldn't necessarily give you the opportunity to even know about yourself or give you these skills that you've got. But really, you know, when you go back and look at networking itself, I went ahead and wrote down a few different things that, you know, you really can gain by doing networking. You know, a lot of it's about relationships, And just having these relationships with people that you wouldn't have. Gosh, I can just imagine all these people coming together that are excited about what they want to be creating for themselves, having a new business or, you know, building what they have and being able to share that with other people who have a camaraderie. I just really want to support each other. You know, one thing we always say in our networking groups is that, you know, all these people are salespeople that can be out there to be looking for something to promote you as well. So, you know, the best networkers aren't about, you know, when I walk into a meeting, how am I going to make a sale or a connection? It's like, what can I do for you? And just like you're saying, you know, every vet that gets out there wants to be helping, you know, it's a perfect marriage of having, you know, their spouses with them and also just really looking out for one another and how they can, you know, the one thing that's really wonderful is, yes, they're building each other's businesses, but they're also building the community. And really putting, you know, a force for good out there and having people being excited about the fact that they can do things, because it does build confidence and helps you to have just a better way of being able to communicate with people, looking at resources from a new direction, and just using ingenuity and inventiveness in the way that they do different stuff. And, you can share your knowledge and having the satisfaction of being able to help people, getting advice. There's just gosh, a myriad of just so many things that really benefit people when they can get into a networking situation. And business is just that way of, you know, and especially when it's something that you're passionate about and you can have fun with it and you're seeing the possibilities of being able to be having what we call power partners and people who have camaraderies about different businesses that really can support one another in a very strong way. It just really helps everybody. So it's just a wonderful extension of being able to be in a place of armed services and then being able to have that go into a business situation. It's just thank you so much, Andre, for that. And just having that vision, being able to have it out in that community and where it's almost like a three or fourfold opportunity for people.
Yep, even tonight, I mean, one of the things that all right, hold on. Let me compose myself. I'm trying not to get emotional. One of the things that even touched me tonight in the city of Mesquite, where the mayor and council presented the proclamation to the Armed Forces Chamber, a lady whom I just met, working with one of her colleagues by the name of Katrina. This lady's name is Leanna. She drove round trip 2 hours to Mesquite just to come support us and be there. One of our brand new, I like what you called it, Robin, power partners.
And power partners, yeah.
She drove just 2 hours round trip just to be there and, you know, support us. And, you know, it's exactly what you said with networking and with looking to help others, you know, instead of first help yourself. It's tremendous. And one of the things I'm enjoying is like working with the Nevada Women's Business Center and some of the other power partners we have is, you know what, I get to learn again. There's some things I forgot. There's some things that I know that I haven't used in a while, and I'm able to refresh that with a lot of the workshops and different information that's being presented, and it's wonderful. It feels
well, and the neat thing that's really happening with business too is this, like, we're, especially when you're a small business, you've got to be, you know, be able to turn on a dime and being able to have things change. And with all the different technologies that we have nowadays for just working with the internet and having that be an interactive thing that we have along with our businesses, you're constantly on the edge and saying what's new, what's changing, you know, how is it something that's supporting me and also the global community? Because nowadays you aren't necessarily just working, like you said, you know, I can move my business anywhere and I'm still doing my business. So how can I have that where I'm definitely, you know, making an impact on a global level? And I think this is something that, you know, just because we're in Las Vegas, Nevada, doesn't mean it's not something that's really touching the whole world. And I think that's just very, very exciting.
Yep, it is. And I encourage your listeners, if you're an armed forces member or a spouse or a family member or just a supporter and an advocate, you know, a true patriot of armed forces members, it's a great organization to join. There are lots of ways to not only market and promote your own business, but to create a synergy and to circulate wealth amongst armed forces members who are in business. And it's a great way to give back. I mean, there's a lot of people who say, you know, hey, I need to order 10,000 T-shirts, but I want to do business with an armed forces member. Or, you know, I want to go work for a company that is owned by an armed forces member versus a civilian. And until now, that unified platform, it did not exist. And so you had people claiming to be a veteran or veteran-owned, and it was not always true, but our members are actually accredited. They have to provide us with their VA ID card or the military ID card or even the form DD-214. So we verify that they actually are an Armed Forces member. If they're a spouse, we need to see the Armed Forces credentials, and we also need to see a marriage certificate. So we actually do verify that they are who they say they are before they're able to join and before they're able to use the accredited member logo or seal on their marketing material, so that people who say, let me hire or let me purchase from or let me join or let me support, they know that the person purporting to be an Armed Forces member that they really are.
That's a great. So do you guys have regular meetings?
Yes, we have. We have the member meetings twice a year. We have business mixers once a month. We also, our workshops, which are going to start in January of next year, those are also going to be monthly. And, of course, we have our State of the Chamber and a business expo and a business awards banquet. So there's a lot of things going on.
Do you guys have a Facebook page?
Yes, we sure do. We're on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram. All you have to do is find us under Armed Forces Chamber. And on our website, if you visit armedforceschamber.com, you can find us. And if you want to talk on the phone, you just need to call 702-518-8845.
Okay. And, you can get a hold of Andre and just by sure any questions or even reach out to the women's business networking that they have in town. And I'm sure that they can cross-reference that and be able to be supporting you as well, depending what you have going on with everything. So,
yes.
Well, Andre,
yes.
There you go. You're doing it. You're doing it, dude. That's awesome.
I have great mentors like yourself and Amy.
Well, there you go. There you go. Anything else you'd like to add in?
Yeah, I'd like to ask you a question, Robin, real quick. How do you think being a veteran, a child of a veteran, has affected you as being a business owner?
Oh, that's really easy. When it comes to when the rubber meets the road and I've got things to be accomplishing, sitting down and organizing it and basically just, you just got to dig in and just get it done. I'm a dig and get it kind of done kind of gal, and I basically learned that from, with my father and mother, and just having that tenacity of, moving from place to place. I think one thing too is, I'm an Air Force brat, so I definitely moved from a lot of different locations, so it really gave me the ability to go up and say hello to people and not feel too shy about that. And networking has definitely helped me to be that much more confident in being able just to, put my hand out, shake somebody's hand and figure out what they need. Because, I think that ultimately an easy way of being able to go and network people is, say, hi, I'm Robin. And, what do you do? And what are you looking to do to improve your business? And, people always have an answer for that. So it's an easy way of being able to just start the conversation and to see where it leads to be just empowering one another. And like I said, having those power partners for people that can really be looking out for you and just keeping their ears open for any opportunities that can be good for everybody. I think that's really what networking is all about. And, it's something that expands from just business to having it being relationships. And one thing I really love about the networks that I work with, we have dinners and we'll have different times when it's not about just going to a meeting and having the networking. It's about actually getting together and having some social events too as well, just to be meeting families and getting to know each other in a different way. I think that's something that also really builds the bonds for networking and making it more that much more successful, because you really look out for one another. It's not a matter of just business to business. It's, family to family and really, really looking out for each other. Just like you would in the armed forces, you're looking out for each other and being successful in business.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So,
is there anything
anything else you'd like to add, Andre?
I'd just like to thank both of you for the opportunity to be on the show. I'd like to give a shout out to the members, the board members of the Armed Forces Chamber, and to our new power partners, Kathleen Taylor and Leanna Jenkins from the Nevada Women's Business Center.
Woo-hoo! Give a shout out for them girls. That's good. That's good. And remember, if you are having questions, you can go to armedforceschamber.com. That's a way to be able to get a hold of that. And just really, you know, the sky's the limit. If you really think there's something in your heart that you want to be doing, and like I said, you know, whether, you know, you've done active duty or you've been supporting active duty, go, you know, go talk to Andre and really get yourself going, because it's a wonderful way of being able to give back and also just to have just a wonderful sense of having fun being in business. It's a wonderful thing, too. Thank you, Andre.
Thank you so much. Have a good night, ladies.
Good
All
night.
Right, and we'll see you here next time at the cafe. Yep. Thanks for joining us.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.